obviously I worked with him for a year at Coventry. He scored 20 goals. He scored goals, very similar types of goals as he scored against Wigan, running in behind, straightened balls, diving across the line and finishing with aplomb with either foot. Adam's a great lad. He works really hard. He brings attributes, really, that this team, when you've got a Bradley Dack or a Jack Payne who can carve through teams and slide balls in, you need some speed. We've got Graham, of course, who is a fantastic foil, but Adam at this moment, you know, Dominic's had a few knocks and his confidence is a bit lower than where it should be. Adam has bringing that speed and power to the forward line, and and I know he can score goals. He's a natural, he's hungry to score goals, and let's hope that continues in the last 10 games.
You're going to find a confident Blackpool coming, aren't you, with away wins at Wigan and Portsmouth? Not many teams will do that.
No, I've watched both them games. They've been very potent, very well defensively organised, very well set up, which is no surprise. I mean, the supporters know Gary, of course, very well. We've set his team up very difficult to play against. But they have a potency at the top end of the pitch with either Vassell or Otamar. They've got a threat, and we could feel that threat at the away game, to be honest. It's we put a lot of preparation in that game, and we got the positive result. We played on a front foot and were positive against them, and that's got to be the case this weekend. We've got to make sure that Blackpool feel our power and our presence, and the talent that we've got at our disposal has to make an impact in the game. But we need to be also very wary of their strengths. But it's a game we're really looking forward to. It's an opportunity for 3 points. It's an opportunity to keep piling the pressure on the teams around us, and that's what we aim to do this weekend.
Tell you what, if you and Gary Bowyer could write a book on what happens at football clubs away from the field of play. This season, his club involved in high court battles, chairman's leaving, coming, chairwoman coming, managing directors leaving. How much of a good job is he doing in the respect of trying to keep all that away from his players and keep them in a division where they've newly promoted to?
First and foremost, he's a good guy. He's a football man. You know, as I was manager of Middlesbrough, I was talking to him and about various players and stuff. I like Gary, and I think it's the job he's done at Blackpool, as you say, with what's been swirling on around in the background, is been, you know, quite remarkable, really. I think I like his team. I think it's got, I talk about balance in a football team, I think it's got good balance. It's got some really good technical footballers. It's got some power and pace. It's got a goal scorer who scores goals. It's very well set up defensively, and so they're doing exceptionally well, and we know it's going to be a tough test this weekend, but one that we have to put everything to one side. And as I keep saying to my team, doesn't matter what colour shirts they wear, what names on the back, this is Blackburn Rovers, and we have to impose ourselves on the game, and they'll hopefully, as I said, feel our quality and our power on the weekend.